quite a few today. First of all, Sid and Karen are here. Were you not supposed to be in Seattle?
We were supposed to leave today, but we decided to leave tomorrow.
Oh.
You wanted to be here.
That's right. That's very good. Yes.
Very.
Uh-huh. Well, the other thing is we've decided not to meet at Christmas. And I'm not sure whether that was wise or not, because this would be a nice to be able to spend Christmas together. But we're not going to meet at Christmas or on New Year's this year.
对，那我们另外呢还有一个，对，因为下两次呢，下两个星期二刚好碰到12月25号圣诞节当天和1月1号元旦当天，所以我们这两次课呢都会暂停。
So we've got some new ones with us today. Josh, this is your mother. Isn't that nice? Very good. Welcome to you.
非常欢迎。
Very good. And Heidi is with us from Victoria. And is it Charles?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice to have you with us. That's very good.
Caddy 的先生。
And Irene, have you been here before on a Tuesday afternoon?
First time.
Wonderful. Very good. Well, it's nice to see you all. Praise the Lord.
很高兴见到大家，感谢主。
I am also here today, but I'm not sure that I should be because my cough is very bad.
我今天也来了，但我不知道是不是应该来，我咳嗽得很厉害。
So if I stop talking, the rest of you can talk.
如果我咳嗽的时候，你们彼此可以交谈啊。
All right, what else should we be saying? I guess we're going to have a special Christmas program next Monday evening.
我们下一周一，也就是圣诞前的平安夜呢，我们是有一个活动的，下周一的晚上，很简短的活动。
That will be our Christmas Eve program.
是我们平安夜的活动。
And we're going to meet at 6:30. We'll have some finger food. It's sort of potluck. Bring along a little bit of dessert or something. No, nothing to be prepared in the kitchen.
那六点半我们会到一起，我们会各自带一些小的snack 甜点啊，就是非常小的，就不是在厨房里，不是在厨房里准备的，就带过来就好了。
We're going to sing, we're going to have the Christmas story, we'll have a little bit of snack, and we'll all go home. At 8 o'clock, the program is over. You can stay as long as you like, but at 8 o'clock, the program is over, so you can go home.
我们时间大概是一个半小时，八点呢会结束，大家如果想留长一点时间也可以，但一个半小时我们会一起唱诗，一起讲一些圣诞的故事，然后吃一些点心，然后八点就结束了。
And then we're going to have a New Year's Eve program as well. That's going to start about 6:30, I think. I can't remember. And it will go, let me check. Yeah, starts at 6:30, and it's going to be a potluck supper. So,
然后同样我们会有个新年前夜的活动啊，也是在周一，再下个周一的晚上六点半开始，那是一个 potluck 的晚餐啊，大家可以自己带吃的。
All right, let's pray, and then we'll get into our study for today.
好，我们一起来做个开始的祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for your goodness to us.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，为了您的恩典。
We thank you for Christmas time.
我们也为这圣诞的时期来献上感恩。
We thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners like us.
我们谢谢您，因为耶稣来到地上，为的是救我们这样的罪人。
And we're thankful that the Holy Spirit is here today to teach us.
我们也谢谢您，今天圣灵在这里教导我们。
And so, Lord, we pray that you will teach us, and we give thanks now, looking to you expectantly. In Jesus' name.
主啊，我们也求您带领我们，教导我们，我们抬头仰望您。
Amen. Amen. Last time we were looking at Acts chapter 26.
上一周我们在讲《使徒行传》的26章。
So today we're not going to have the Christmas story, but we're going to look at Acts chapter 26 and something in chapter 27.
今天呢我们不讲一个圣诞的故事啊，我们来看一下使徒行传的26章和27章的一小部分。
In Acts chapter 26, you will remember that the Apostle Paul was explaining to the judges who were in charge of his case, explaining to them what had happened in his life and what he was doing that the Jews objected to.
所以这二十六章呢，是保罗对于审判他的那个审判官呢，那官员呢，讲他的情况，他的案情，以及犹太人跟他为什么会起那些纷争。
So he was speaking really to three judges or almost judges.
所以他要面对三个官长啊，三个审判他的人。
And he told them the story of how he had lived his life before he became a Christian, how he became a Christian, and what happened after he had become a Christian.
这段时间里他就讲了他的见证，他讲了他在得救之前，成为基督徒之前的生命，他成为基督，他是怎么样成为基督徒的，以及在基督成为基督徒之后的改变。
In particular, he told them what it was that he preached, because the Lord had told him to go and preach, so he told them what it was he had preached.
所以他也告诉他们主如何带领他做这些讲道啊，他这讲道的内容是什么。
And I'm just going to find the verses there so that we can read them again. We talked a little bit about them last time. Verse 18. The Lord said, I'm sending you to them to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God,so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
And that is a marvelous summary of the message that we try to preach here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
这是一个非常美的信息，非常精炼总结的，也讲出了我们在十六街，我们努力想要传递从神而来的信息，就是这样一句话能总结。
I'm not sure that we always succeed in keeping the message that clear and simple and powerful, but that really is what we're teaching here.
所以我们也不知道我们是不是能够经常很成功的能简洁的有效的把我们的信息呢像这句话这样表达出来，但是这的确就是我们所愿意所想要做的。
So the question is, why would you want to come to Bible studies here?
所以问题是你们为什么想要来这边的圣经班来学习呢？
And the answer would be so that your eyes can be open and you can see the reality.
事实就是因为你来了你的眼就开了，你就能看见真理，看见那光了。
So that you could turn from darkness to light.
你可以从黑暗走向光明了。
It's always interesting to me that Christmas is a time of special light.
所以圣诞啊，就是一个什么样的时期呢？是有特殊光照的这么样的一个时期。
We've got a new neighbor in our neighborhood.
我在我的住的地方呢，我们来了一个新邻居。
They've only been there about 3 years.
他们在这里只来这里只有三年。
The first year they put up just a little bit of Christmas lights.
第一年呢，他们只放了一点点的圣诞的灯。
The second year they put up some more.
第二年呢，放多了一点。
The third year they put up some more.
第三年呢，又放多了一点。
And I know that I'm getting close to home because it's all so light now. I drive down the street and all the lights are on.
所以我就知道呢，我快到家了，因为呢，我的邻居们这个灯都很亮。
That's really what Christmas is all about. Jesus came to turn on the lights.
这就是圣诞节告诉我们的，耶稣来就是把灯打点亮了在我们的心里。
And that's very exciting.
这是非常令人兴奋的。
But he also came to turn us from the power of Satan to God.
他也一样把我们从撒旦的权势下带出来走向神。
Satan is the prince of darkness.
撒旦是黑暗之王啊。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
耶稣基督呢是这世上的光。
What a delightful comparison.
这是多么美好的一个比较呢。
And lastly, the Lord Jesus told Paul, you've got to tell them that they can receive the forgiveness of sins and a place in the family of God.
所以他保罗在最后讲的所有信靠他的人呢能够得蒙赦罪啊而且跟一切成圣的人一样的进到神的家来得神的产业。
Our sins have separated us from God.
我们的罪呢是把我们跟神分割开来的。
But Jesus died in order that we could be reconciled to God.
耶稣死为了我们能够和神和好而死。
And when we trust him as a savior, why then we are reconciled to God.
然后我们信靠耶稣基督成为我们的救主啊以至于我们能够与神和好。
So that's what Paul is saying. Paul says, Jesus told me to do this.
这就是保罗所说的。保罗说耶稣告诉我要这么做这么讲道。
All right, so verse 19 then says,
19节呢?
So then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
亚基帕王啊,我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
So if the Lord Jesus Christ were to walk in here this afternoon,
如果今天呢,耶稣基督进到我们中间来,
and were to give you some explicit instructions,
要给你一些非常清晰的命令,
what would you do?
你会怎么办?
You'd probably say yes. What do you want me to do? I'll do it.
你会说是,你要我做呢,我就去做。
Or would you say, no, no, I'm planning to go Christmas shopping.
你说或者你会说呢哎我不行我要赶紧去做那个圣诞节这个采购。
Yeah, I need some new vegetables for Christmas.
我要买一些新的蔬菜啊。
No, no. And Paul says, King Agrippa, I'm not going to disobey the God of heaven.
所以保罗在这里说亚基帕王我不会违背那从天上来的命令啊。
So he said, the next verse is,He says, I just went around and I went preaching, telling people. I did it in Damascus. I did it in Jerusalem. I did it in Judea. I did it to the Gentiles. I just fulfilled the responsibility that he gave me.
所以二十节说呢，他做这一切的是在哪？在大马士革、耶路撒冷、犹大全地。他的意思就是他不会违背神的旨意，他就按照神的要求呢，他去做这传道之事。
And he said, that's why the Jews were against me. They didn't like the message that I was preaching, so they resisted me. They fought against me.
所以这就是保罗想解释给亚基帕王的意思，就是为什么犹太人那么恨他，就是因为他们不喜欢这信息，所以保罗传讲的时候呢，他们就很生气。
But verse 22 says, But I have had God's help to this very day.And so I stand here and testify to small and great alike. I am saying nothing.
然后二十二节说呢，然而我蒙神的帮助，直到今日还站得住，对着尊贵卑贱老幼做见证。
He said, "I'm saying nothing beyond what the prophets and Moses said would happen."
所讲的，就是保罗所讲的，并不外乎就不是出于。比这个更多啊，就是都是在这先知和摩西所讲、所说将来必成的事。
And he said, "This is what Moses and the prophets in the Old Testament said."
所以这些保罗所说的呢，也是摩西和先知所说的。
Verse 23.
二十三节说呢
，That the Christ should suffer, and as at first to rise from the dead, would proclaim light to his own people.And to the Gentiles.
就是耶稣基督必须受害，并且因此从死里复活，要首先把光明的道传给百姓和外邦人。
All right, so that's the basic story so far.
这个是一个基础的故事哈。
So. There were four people here this day.
所以这一天呢，其实有四个人在场。
One was the Apostle Paul.
一个是使徒保罗啊。
And he believed what God had told him.
他 他相信神所告诉他的。
The other two were Agrippa and his sister Bernice. They were the king and she was a princess in the governor, in the Jewish governorship in that country.
另外两个呢，一个叫亚基帕，一个叫百尼基。亚基帕呢是王，他是当时罗马皇帝呢派驻在犹大地的那个封王啊，就是封在当地的那个王。然后百尼基是他妹妹还是姐姐，反正就是公主了，所以是王和公主在当场。
And the fourth was this man Festus.
然后第四个人呢就是菲斯都。
He was a Roman governor.
他是呢总督，是罗马派驻当地的总督。
He didn't know the Old Testament.
然后他并不知道也不熟悉旧约。
He didn't know that much about Jesus.
他也不知道关乎耶稣基督。
But Agrippa and Bernice did.
但是亚基帕和百尼基是听过的。
So Festus was listening to all this, and then in verse 24,
然后呢，这一切的事呢，就是这三个人，除了保罗以外的剩下三个人，他们都听过了。所以二十四节保罗说
：“At this point, Festus interrupted Paul's defense. You are out of your mind, Paul,” he shouted. “Your great learning is driving you insane.”
保罗这样分述呢，在二十四节呢，菲斯都就这个总督啊，就大声说啊，他就制止保罗，说：“保罗，你癫狂了吧？你的学问太大，反叫你癫狂了。”
All right, so that's what some people say, isn't it?
这是有些人会这么说的，对不对？
You say, I'm a Christian.
你说呢，我是一个基督徒。
I believe in Jesus.
我相信耶稣。
I believe that he died on a cross and went back up to heaven.
我相信他在十字架上死了，然后又回到天家去了。
I believe that if I believe in him, I can go to heaven too.
你说呢，我也相信，我要若信靠他呢，我也能去天堂。
And some people say you are crazy.
有的人会说呢，哦，你这不是疯了吗？
Anybody ever said that to you?
有没有人这么跟你说过呢？
Yeah.
是的。
They say you're crazy. What is the matter with you? You've taken your brains and left them behind.
所以有人会说你脑子有问题吗？你这怎么信这种事情呢？
And so they said to Paul, "You're insane. You've been studying too hard."
所以菲斯都在这也说，你是不是学问太多？你学习学脑子学坏了。
All right. So don't be surprised because this is what Paul tells the Corinthians.
所以不要诧异啊，这也是保罗跟哥林多人讲的话。
He says, "The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness."
所以他说呢，十字架的道理啊，对于那要灭亡的人来说呢，却是显为愚拙的。
So many people will say, "Oh, this religion that you believing in Jesus, that's all foolishness."
对，所以很多不认识神的人，他们就会说，哎，这些信神的人都是很蠢的，很愚拙的。
All right, verses 25 and 26 now the response.
所以二十五和二十六节啊，就是保罗的回答了。
Paul says, "I'm not insane, most excellent Festus," Paul replied.
保罗说呢，菲斯都大人，我不是癫狂。
What I am saying is true and reasonable.
我所说的话呢，是真实明白话。
Then he says, "This king, the king Agrippa, is familiar with these things, and I can speak freely to him. I am convinced that none of this has escaped his notice.Because it was not done in a corner.
王也晓得这些事，所以我向王放胆直言，我深信这些事没有一件向王隐藏的，因都不是在背地里做的。
Okay, so Agrippa grew up from childhood in the Jewish, in the Israeli country, and he knew the great teachings of the Bible.
不像菲斯都啊，亚基帕是当地的封王啊，所以他是在当地长大的，他是在整个犹大的。文化背景里面长大的，所以他了解所有这些事。
And Agrippa was familiar with the impact that this truth has on the lives of people.
亚基帕呢也知道深知，这样的真理对人改变生命所带来的见证和影响，亚基帕都看见了。
So Paul says to Festus, "Festus, I'm not crazy. Agrippa here, I've been speaking to him. He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
这就是保罗呢，这时候就跟菲斯都讲的。菲斯都，你的总督你不知道，但是亚基帕王在这里，他待了很久，他很清楚。你要问他，他就知道呢。我所说的这些都是事实。
And then he turned to Agrippa, verse 27.
然后27节呢，他就跟亚基帕王说
，King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets?
然后他说，亚基帕王啊，你信先知吗？我知道你是信的。
I know you do.
我知道你信。
Okay, did Agrippa believe the prophet?
Yes.
Did Agrippa realize that what Paul was talking about was exactly what the prophets had said? And did he not know that God had fulfilled many of his prophecies?
亚基帕知不知道保罗所说的就是旧约很多先知书所说的，而且神借着耶稣所实现的这些预言也都是在先知书上所讲到的，亚基帕都知道了。
So here you've got three kinds of people.
这里呢，你就看见三种的人了。
Number one, Paul, I believe it.
第一种呢，是保罗，我相信。
Number two, Festus, I think you're crazy.
第二种呢是菲斯都，他的反应是你疯了。
Number three, Agrippa the king.
第三种呢是亚基帕王。
And with his head,
他脑子里呢
，He said,
他说。
It's true.
他说是真的，是事实。
Verse 28.
28节就说到他的心了。
Verse 28. Then Agrippa said to Paul, Do you think that in such a short time you can persuade me to be a Christian?
28节，亚基帕对保罗说，你想稍微一劝，别叫我做基督徒啊。
What he's basically saying is, Paul, I'm almost a Christian.
所以他几乎在讲了，保罗啊，我都快被你劝的就信了啊。
The words in the original language are I'm a little bit a Christian.
所以在原文里啊，他的原文在讲，我就是一点点了，我已经是一点基督徒了。
Okay, but the question is, what's the good of being a little bit a Christian? Paul's going on to say to him, I wish you were a lot a Christian.
但是保罗其实在说呢，我不希望你只是一点啊，我希望你就是啊。
And so verse 29, Paul replied, short time or long, I pray that God not only you, but all who are listening to me today may become what I am, except for these chains.
二十九节保罗就说，无论是少劝或是多劝，我向神所求的不但是你一个人。就是我今天一切听我的都要像我一样，只是不要像我有这些锁链。
So Paul says, I don't want you to be a little bit of a Christian. I would like you to be just like me. Only, I don't want you to be a prisoner like I am. I'd like you to be free, but I want you to be completely persuaded to be a Christian.
所以保罗是个很大的祝福在这，他盼望每一个听见这福音的人都不是说像亚基帕那样说，我信一点点，我就快信了。所以你要像保罗那样，你真的信了。只是呢，他盼望你是一个自由的，在主里得自由的，不是像保罗因着做主工那样有很多的锁链。
So just a little bit about translation now.
啊，所以有一点点翻译的点啊，在这。
Agrippa says, "I'm almost a little bit a Christian."
那亚基帕说呢，我就快信了。
The translators say that's maybe a little bit in time, and therefore they talk about a short time.
所以翻译的人呢，在这里呢，在 NIV 说呢，就是可能少一点，在很短时间里，我就要信了。
The King James Version says not a little bit in time, but a little bit in quantity.
那KJV 啊，英王钦定本的那个译本呢，它不是在说一点点的时间，它在说一点点的数量。
So the question is, are you a Christian?
问题是你是一个基督徒吗
？How much? A little bit?
是多少程度呢？多少程度？一点点。
Or a lot?
一点点还是很多。
And Agrippa said, I'm a little bit. I agree with this. I agree with the prophets. I agree with.
然后亚基帕王说呢，我是那一点点，我这里信一点，那里也信一点。
So I said to my friend a while ago.
我跟我朋友啊，有段时间前我有一段交流。
I said, you know the facts of the Bible.
我说你知道圣经的事实。
I said, do you agree with what the Bible says in your head?
那你在你的脑头脑里，你同不同意圣经所说的道理呢？
He said yes.
他说同意的。
I said, now do you agree with what the Bible says in your heart?
那我说你现在你在你的心里，你愿不愿意接受圣经所说的呢？
Oh, that's a different story, isn't it?
然后他说，哦，这是另外一回事了。
Okay, so my friend Long was in the investment business.
他说我呢是在一些投资的领域里。
Okay, and he would explain an investment opportunity to one of his clients.
假设呢，他说我跟我的一个客户来解释一个投资的机会。
And he would say to his client, "Do you agree in your head that this would be a good investment?"
他说呢，假设我跟我的客户说呢，你同不同意在你的头脑里啊，你的逻辑里，这是一个很好的投资的。主意呢，投资的机会呢？
And the man would say yes.
那人会说是的，我同意。
And so Long would say to him, "Okay, give me your money."
然后我会说，那好，那你把钱给我。
I'm not really sure. I don't know.
然后对方会说呢，那就等一会儿了，我要再想一想。
Okay, that was Agrippa. He was convinced in his head, but he wasn't prepared to follow the Lord Jesus.With his life.
这就是亚基帕王，他在头脑里呢，他已经没有问题了。但是你让他做个决定卖出去呢，他再等一下，我再想一想。
I suppose he might have figured like this. He might have said, you know, if I become a Christian, I might not be king, I might be a prisoner like him.
他很可能会这么想，他说，我要成为基督徒呢，那我可能就不是王了，我没准跟他一样也是个囚徒了。
What would you rather be?Would you rather be a king on your way to hell or a prisoner on your way to heaven?
那这就是你想选的路了。你是愿意成为一个王，但是未来走向地狱的呢，还是想成为一个像保罗这样的囚犯，但是要走向天堂的？
That's a big question, isn't it?
这是一个很大的问题。
Agrippa said, "I'm almost persuaded to be a Christian." 所以
亚基帕王说，我几乎都快信了，但是。
All right. That's the issue that we all must face. We all must say, Lord Jesus, you are right. I'm a sinner. I will follow you regardless of the consequences.
所以我们盼望每一个人，我们不是像亚基帕王这样，我们要跟主说呢，主啊，你是真理，我知道你是真理，我也愿意接受，无论这样的接受在今生会有什么样的代价。
That's where this conversation ended.
这就是这一段的对话哈，就结束在这里了。
And the king and his sister and Festus, they went out. Paul went back to the prison, and they had some discussions. We won't go into all those details.
啊，这时候呢，三十节以后，王和巡抚啊，巡抚就这个菲斯都啊，他们就一起同百尼基同他妹妹。就一起去又回去了，又谈论了一下，保罗呢又回去坐监了，坐牢了。
So there were two kinds of lost people there today.
所以今天呢会有两种的失丧的人。
Festus was lost. He thought it was all crazy.
那菲斯都是一种失丧的人，那他的失丧的方式就是您疯了，你们这些都疯子。
Agrippa was just as lost because he said it's right, but I'm not going to follow.
那亚基帕呢很可惜。那他呢也是失丧，但是呢他是那种他听了，他也知道这个有道理，但他不肯接受。
All right, any questions then on that chapter? We're going to go on to the next chapter. It's a totally different story. So let's discuss what we've been discussing before we get into chapter 27.
那二十六章呢就到此结束了。大家有没有什么就这一大段呢有没有什么问题？因为我们进到二十七章会有一个新的。故事和话题出来。
Any comments? Any questions?
有没有问题和想要分享的
？Any additions? Well, of course. Go ahead, Sid.
I was thinking of John chapter 1.
他想到了约翰福音的一章哈。
Sometimes people get confused. Sometimes people get confused about what it means to become a Christian.
有的时候人们会觉得很困惑啊，就是成为基督徒什么意思？
I was asked the other day, how do you believe? What is this idea of trust?
那我另一天呢，我也问大家，就是你怎么样才能相信啊？你是信靠是什么意思
？And my mind went back in answering that question to John chapter 12.
啊，那我的回答呢，就是约翰福音的一章的十二节。
And it goes like this: But as many as received him, that is Christ, to them gave he the power.To become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name.
凡接待他的，约翰福音一章十二节，他就是耶稣基督，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
So when it comes to the idea of believing and trusting, there's another word that is used in our Bible to describe that.
所以当我们来到圣经里啊，就是。讲到的这个信靠哈、啊，就是另外一个词，就是接受啊。
This is also something that's confusing to people who are especially younger children who have been raised in a Christian home.
所以这个经常会困扰一些人，尤其是一些孩子、啊，当他成长在基督徒家庭的时候。
As far as they know, they've always believed.
在他们的概念里呢，他好像是一直信的。
They have been raised by Christian parents who have taught them the Bible.
因为他们在这样的一个家庭里长大，他的父母都是基督徒，他们从小接受的教育就是关乎耶稣基督的，他们认为他们一直是信的。
And as far as they think I have always believed. I can never remember a time I did not believe.
所以在他们的概念里呢，他觉得我从来都信的呀，我从来没有任何一刻说我不信耶稣基督啊。
Now that's good to believe.
当然了，信当然是好事，没有问题。
But more than believing, now there is trusting.
因为比信更重要的是信靠了，是接受。
I can believe the things about Jesus.
我能相信关乎耶稣基督的事情。
But do I personally trust in Him?
但我和我是不是个人的信靠他、信任他、把他接到我心里来是两回事。
I think that's where Herod was.
这就是希律王的这个状态。
He believed the historical accounts in the Old Testament. That's what he had.
就是希律王呢，他是知道整个历史的，也知道犹太人的旧约的。
But he didn't trust it with his heart.
他知道这些事实都是真的，但是他没有把这些接到他的心里去。
Now, some of you folks who have come from a place where this is all new to you.
因为我们在座的很多人呢，来自的一个家乡是这些事情对你们来说很新。
You are thinking, now how do I understand? What is the difference between believing and trusting?
那你说我怎么能理解呢？这个相信和接受这两个是有什么区别
？The answer is in this verse here.
答案就在这句经文里。
You see.But as many as received him, now that's the other word.
或者呢，换一个词呢，就是接待他哈，接受他。
To them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
就是信他名的人，就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
So receiving and believing are important things, and they're the same.
所以接受信靠哈。是非常重要的。
Now, if you were offered a present, a gift,
如果你呢被别人呢提供了一个礼物摆到你面前。
Let's say I have a present here, a gift. I'm giving it to this lady.
假设呢，我手上有一个礼物，我要给这个边上这位女士。
I'm offering her the gift.
然后我把这个礼物呢提供给她了。
She can believe I'm telling the truth.
她可以相信我讲的都是真的。
But it's still not hers.
但这个依然不是她的。
She might even trust that I'm saying the right things.
她也可以相信我说的这一切全都是 我心里所想是真的。
It's still not hers.
但是这个礼物依然不是她的。
It only becomes hers when she receives it.
只有在她拿了这个礼物，她接到她手里去的，这个礼物才是她的。
Now it's hers.
那现在这个礼物是她的了。
Now when it comes to becoming a Christian,
当我成为一个基督徒的时候呢？
It's very important that we're convinced that what we are reading is the truth.
那这个非常重要，我们要被相信，我们要完全接受这个圣经所说的是真的。
We believe it to be the truth.
我们相信它是真理。
And then we trust it.
然后呢，我信靠它，我接受。
But it's still not yours yet.
那现在还不是你的。
Until you receive it.
最后呢，你把它接到你心里来。
I just was going to add that to this idea of
very good. Very, very good. Any other comments?
还有其他的点吗？
All right. Well, chapter 27 is an interesting chapter in the Bible.
那二十七章呢，是圣经里非常有意思的一章。
It's all about a shipwreck.
因为它全部讲的就是一个沉船的故事。
On the surface, it seems to be a very strange chapter.
那表面乍一看呢，好像是有点奇怪的一章。
Why would this chapter be put into the story of Paul in the book of Acts?
那为什么要把这样的一个故事放在使徒保罗的这个大的故事里，在使徒行传里呢？
Why would it be put in at this particular point as it tells how God is dealing with the church in his day?
那为什么要放在这样的一个特别的点上？那时候正在讲神是如何建立他的教会的在地上。
It's the story of Paul going to Rome, but instead of just going directly to Rome, he's in a shipwreck and there's terrible loss at sea.
所以他讲的就是保罗从犹大帝呢被带到罗马去哈，被抓起来带到罗马去的过程。但这个路呢不是很顺利，在路上呢经历一次很大的损失和沉船。
And I think that the story is here for two reasons.
那我认为呢，这个故事在这里呢是有两个的原因。
Number one, even Christians, as they go through life, often end up with very difficult circumstances.
第一呢，就是基督徒呢，在他的一生里啊，经常会碰到一些非常困难的环境和境况。
I would like it if everybody who trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior never had any problems again.
那我当然喜欢这样的想法，就是呢，任何信靠基督的人呢，他一生再没有碰到困难和麻烦了。
That would be very encouraging, but that's not the truth.
这个会很鼓励人，但这真的不是事实。
But what is thrilling about this story is that though the problems were great, the Spirit of God protected Paul and delivered him out of the problems, though they were very difficult.
所以即便这样的情况呢，让我很高兴的是，神的圣灵啊，在这样的困难里依然坚固鼓励保罗啊，让他在这个经历这一切的困难哈，不致沉沦。
I think maybe Agrippa said, I don't know that I want to become a Christian. I might have some problems if I do.
也许呢，亚基帕王会说，哎，就是因为我这个不太想去有这些麻烦，所以我才不想信主。
Paul says, I don't mind if I'm going with Jesus. I'm going to go through the problems. Jesus will be with me and he will help me.
但保罗的想法是说呢，那我不在乎这些困难和麻烦。只要基督跟我在一起，因为他会帮助我，他会坚固我。
So I think this chapter 27 then is a picture of God being with us in the problems we face in life.
所以的二十七章，它首先告诉我们一个角度，就是神在一切的苦难里与我们同在。
But the book of the Acts is a picture of the growth of the church as a whole.
但是整个使徒行传它的一个大背景就是教会从无到有开始成长和建立。
And down through the years, the church universal has fallen into many difficult times, But the Lord has led the people of God through that too.
而且在这之后的很多很多年里呢，教会经常会经历苦难和逼迫。但是呢，神的恩典和神的同在一直带领所有的基督徒呢，经历这些苦难。
So God will help you.
神会帮助你的。
And be encouraged by that.
啊，你要为这句话啊，得到激励。
And if you say, "Oh, this looks terrible. Looks like a shipwreck."
嗯，你如果你说，哎呀，这个太糟糕了，这个船就坏了，沉了。
Just remember that Paul went through shipwreck, and he got out on the other side, and everything was fine.
嗯，你要记得保罗也经历过沉船啊，但是最终呢，神把他带出来。
So what we're going to do then is we're just going to look now at this chapter briefly. We can't go into all the details, but I just want to remind you of the faithfulness and the goodness of God as you go through some of the difficulties that you will go through in the Christian life.
所以我们简单看一下27章啊，那我鼓励大家呢，在这里面能够从什么角度，就是看神如何在保罗的苦难里与他同在，他今天也一样在你的苦难里激励你。
So chapter 27, the first 8 verses are about Paul being moved from place to place. He gets on a ship, he goes here, he goes there. He's heading from Caesarea in the land of Israel near the city of Haifa today. And he's going all the way to Rome. That's right across the Mediterranean Sea.
所以他在这个时候呢，是从犹大地的一个城啊，就靠近今天以色列的海法这个地方啊，他要坐船去意大利啊，往那个罗马去。
And in those days, you didn't fly direct. You just went from port to port, back and working your way across the sea.
然后那个时代呢，没有飞机。所以呢，坐船呢，他只能一个港一个港的靠啊，让他好运货。
All right, verse 9.
第九节。
And maybe we can read, we'll read just a couple of verses, 9 and 10.
第九节和第十节。
First of all in Chinese and then together in English.
啊，谁帮我先用中文读一下？
走的日子多了，已经过了禁食的节期，行船又危险，保罗就劝众人说：“众位。”我看这次行船不单货物和船要受伤损大遭破坏连我们的性命也难保、
yeah.
Much time had been lost and sailing had already become dangerous because by now it was after the feast. So Paul warned them, Men, I can see that our voyage is going to be disastrous and bring great lossto ship and cargo and to our own lives also. All right. So, here they cross the Mediterranean Sea. They get somewhere in the middle and winter closes in.
那现在呢他们来到地中海了啊，现在他们靠近一个港口，但这时候冬天快到了。
And as I've told you before, I am a fair weather sailor.
我告诉你我是一个 fair weather sailor.
Fair weather sailor means I only like to get on a boat when the weather's good.
所以他是一个只愿意在安全季节去出去航行的人。
If it's going to be stormy, I stay home.
如果是有风暴呢我就会宁可待在家里。
Alright, but these men, the boats they were on were commercial trading vessels, and the group that were traveling with him, they were soldiers taking prisoners to Rome. It was all very important. They had to keep moving.
所以这个船上有很多的人和货物，还有就是这些兵丁啊，他们要带着保罗去到罗马啊，这些都挺重要的。
So Paul looked at all the situation, no doubt prayed, and then he said to the captain of the boat, to the owners of the boat, to the centurion who is in charge of the prisoners, he said, we should not go. I believe this is going to be a disaster.
那所以保罗呢当然祷告了，他从神呢得着了这未来的启示啊，他就告诉船长，也告诉这个百夫长，就是管兵丁的，说不能再去了，这损失会很大。
I think the ship owner said, what do you know, Paul? You're just a, Festus thinks you're just a crazy preacher.
所以 这个船长一定会说呢，保罗你懂什么，你就像那个菲斯都讲的话，你不会这疯了吗，你还来教育我。
And I think that the centurion probably had the same kind of attitude. Who's this Paul anyway? Oh, he doesn't know. But Paul had inside information from God.
所以百夫长也许是同样的想法，这保罗是谁啊，还敢指点别人行船，但他不知道呢，保罗有从这个上帝来的内部消息啊。
One of the problems that Christians often find is that after they become Christians, they've got a lot more wisdom than people give them credit for.
所以呢，基督徒经常会有这个感受，就当他们信靠主以后，他得着的智慧啊，是显明的。
And they're often persuaded to do something or not do something, and other people say, "You don't know what you're talking about."
他经常会劝别人做或不做一些事啊，别人会说，哎呀，你完全不知道，你不懂，你懂什么？
So Paul said to them, "Don't go. We've got a nice harbor here. We'll stay in this harbor for another 3 or 4 months. Winter will pass." And then we can go on to Rome.
所以保罗这时候就做了这样的事情，他就劝大家，我们别再走了，就在港口过冬，过个3-4个月，开春再走是很安全的。
Verse 11，
第十一节。
But the centurion, instead of listening to what Paul said, followed the advice of the pilot and of the owner of the ship.
十一节说呢，百夫长信从掌船的和船主，不听保罗所说的。
Okay, so they had to decide what to do. The owner of the ship said, "We're going."
所以他们要决定呢该怎么办。这时候呢，这个船长、船主说呢，我们可以走的。
The pilot says, "I've been around this ocean for a long time. We're going."
那船长也说呢，那我在这个海上航行那么多年，可以走的。
Verse 12，
十二节。
Since the harbor was unsuitable to winter in, the majority decided that we should sail on, hoping to reach Phoenix and winter there. This was a harbor in Crete, facing both southwest and northwest.
而且因在这海口，就他们现在在的这个港口过冬的不方便，船上的人就多半说啊，不如离开船啊，过到下一站，就到腓尼基过冬啊。腓尼基是克里特的一个海口，一面朝东北，一面朝东南。
So Paul didn't really have much of a choice.
所以保罗没有什么选择了。
The three authorities, the pilot, the owner, and the centurion all said, "We're going." Paul said, "Don't go." They said, "We're going."
所以你看这三个是能说有话事权的，一个是百夫长，一个当官的，第二个呢船主船就是他的，第三个呢开船的，他们三个都觉得可以走，那保罗也没办法。
So you may find yourself in a circumstance like that as you're going through life.
你的一生呢可能也会经常碰到类似的一个场景。
And when you do, you pray and you say, "All right, we're going."
然后你会说呢，你碰到这个情形，你说我祷告啊，行，我可以走。
Paul didn't really have any option. He couldn't say, "I'm going to stay home."
保罗没什么别的选项，因为他不能说呢，我就待在家里。
So he went.
所以他只能被迫跟着去。
Verse 13，
十三节。
When a gentle south wind began to blow, they thought they had obtained what they wanted.So they weighed anchor and sailed along the shore of Crete.
这时候呢，微微起了南风，他们以为得意，就他们认为他们看对了，就起了锚，贴近克里特岛行去。
Before very long, a wind of hurricane force called the Northeaster swept down from the island.
不多几时，狂风从岛上扑下来，那风名叫有拉格罗啊。
The ship was caught by the storm and could not head into the wind. So we gave way to it and were driven along.
船被风抓住，敌不住风，我们就任风刮去。
As we passed to the lee of a small island called Cauda, we were hardly able to make the lifeboat secure.
贴着一个小岛的背风岸奔行，那岛名叫高大，在那里紧紧收住小船。
When the men had hoisted it aboard, they passed ropes under the ship itself to hold it together.
既然把小船拉上来，就用缆绳捆绑船底， 又恐怕在塞尔底沙滩上搁了浅，就落下篷来，任船飘去。
Okay, so that was a pretty bad storm, and the ship was in the ocean like this, and the storm was beating and so on, and they actually had to put ropes from this side down under the ship on the other side and pull them up, because if they didn't, the ship might just fall apart like that.
所以这个风啊如此之大，就是呢，这个船就一直在海里啊，被这个风浪所侵蚀啊，所以他们以至于呢，必须得用这个粗绳把船从外到底，从上哈一起捆一下，捆好了以后呢，以防止这个船就散架了。
Verse 17, we carry on. Fearing that they would run aground together, fearing that they would run aground on the sandbars of Syrtis, they lowered the sea anchor and let the ship be driven along.
他们就恐怕这个在塞尔底沙滩上搁了浅啊，就落下篷来任船飘去。
We took such a violent battering from the storm that the next day they began to throw the cargo overboard.
我们把被风浪逼得甚急，第二天众人就把货物抛在海里。
What would you do if you were the owner of the ship?
如果你是这个船主，你怎么办？
Excuse me. Here you got all this precious cargo, and they had to throw the cargo overboard or the ship would go down. They had to keep it light enough to float, so they took the cargo and threw it overboard. That's a pretty big loss.
所以这是个很大的损失，因为这些都是货物啊，都是有价值的。然后呢，但他们不往下扔呢，船就太重，又容易翻，容易沉了。他们为了保证船能飘在海上，只能把货物扔了。
Verse 19, on the third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard
第三天呢,
with their own hands.
他们把船上的器具啊, 器具都抛弃了。
So, they didn't just throw the cargo overboard, they threw out some of the masts, they threw out some of the beams, some of the sails, they just threw everything out so that the ship would be high enough out of the water to be able to stand the storm.
他们不但把货物扔了，把船上重的啊，他们要用的那些工具啊，也都扔了，以保证这个船是能够飘在海上。
When neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope of being saved.
到了第三，太阳和星辰啊，多日不显露，又有狂风大浪催逼，我们得救的指望就都绝了。
Sometimes the storms of life.Are very, very simple.
有的时候呢，我们生命的故事啊，很简单。
And you say, "Oh, today's a very bad day. Look at all the storm clouds."
你会说呢，今天真是个不好的日子。你看这个狂风暴雨。
And you wake up in the morning and the sun is shining, and you say, "Oh, isn't that nice?"
当你在一个阳光灿烂的日子醒来的时候，你说，哎呀，今天的日子真好。
Sometimes the storms of life.Are very difficult.
有的时候人生中的风浪啊，非常难的。
And you wake up in the morning and you say, yesterday was bad, and today is worse.
你早晨起来，你会这么跟自己说，你说昨天真的糟糕啊，但看起来今天更糟糕。
And some days, you wake up and you say, there's absolutely no hope.
那甚至有这样的日子，你早晨起来你说，哎呀，这个没有盼望了，这个不可能有希望。
What do you do when there's no hope?
那你没有希望的时候，你该怎么办呢？
You pray.
你祷告。
And you hope.
然后你就有希望。
It's true. Often from a human perspective, there's no hope. But the psalmist says there is hope.
所以在人的眼里啊，经常会说我到了一个没有希望的境况。但是诗篇的作者告诉我们，希望永远都在。
This is what he says three times in Psalm 42 and 43. Three times this verse is mentioned. I'll quote it to you.
那有三次啊，从四十二节啊，诗篇的四十二到四十三，三次有一节经文被引用了。
It goes like this: Why art thou cast down, O my soul?
他说。
Psalm 42 and verse That's right.
他说我的心呢，四十二篇诗篇四十二的五节，他说我的心呢，你为何忧闷
？And why art thou disquieted within me？
为何在我里面烦躁
？Hope thou in God。
他应当仰望神。
For I shall yet praise him。
因为他笑脸帮助我。
Okay。Now the Christian will find as he goes through life that he will pray that prayer often.
所以基督徒啊会知道在他的一生中啊他经常用这节经文来祷告。
And the wonderful thing is that God heard David's prayer when he prayed it.
很美好的事就是呢上帝听见了当大卫祷告的时候他听见了。
God heard Paul's prayer when he prayed it.
所以当保罗祷告的时候呢上帝也听见了。
And God will hear your prayer and my prayer when we pray it.
所以上帝也听见你和我的祷告当我们祷告的时候。
Was it Paul's fault that he was in this terrible mess?
那在保罗在这个很巨大的灾难里是他的责任吗？
No.
不是。
As a matter of fact, there wouldn't have been any mess at all if anybody listened to Paul.
恰恰相反，如果有人愿意听保罗的呢，这就没有任何损失了。
Isn't that strange? Sometimes you've got a problem and it isn't even your problem.
所以有的时候呢，你会发现。你在经历的困难呢，甚至有的不一定是因为你造成的。
You said, "Listen, can't you see this thing coming? Don't do this." They said, "Yes, we will," and they took you with them.
就像呢，你跟某一些人说，哎呀，你不要做这个事啊，这个事情很糟糕。
And then the very disaster that you predicted befalls all of you.
然后呢，你发现呢，他们不但做了，带你一起去，然后之后的结果就跟你想的一样，很糟糕。
Okay, when you get there, will you read this story again, please?
然后，如果你碰到这样的情形呢，你最好回来再读一下这篇故事。
And then you can read Psalm 42 and 43 again, please.
然后你也回去再读一下诗篇的四十二和四十三篇。
Let's keep reading, see what happens.
我们看一下后面发生什么了。
After the men had gone a long time without food, Paul stood up before them and said, "Men, you should have taken my advice." Not to sail from Crete. Then you would have spared yourselves this damage and loss.
在众人多日没有吃什么，保罗就出来站在他们中间说：众位，你们本该听我的话，不离开克里特，免得遭这样的伤损破坏。
Sometimes that's all that people can say.
有的时候呢，很多时候这就是人能说的最多的话了。
They can say, "You should have listened to me, and we wouldn't have this problem."
人们就会说呢，你早该听我的，就不会受这损失了。
And then they stopped there.
然后他们就停在这句话上了。
But Paul didn't stop there.
但保罗没有停在这里。
See, our God's a good God.
所以我们的神啊。
And he not only tells us that we were right, but then he says, "Now listen, I'm going to give you some more good news. Let's get out of this mess."
然后神会说，那我不但给你这些警告，我还会给你一些更好的消息。那就我们一起带你出这个困难。
Verse 22, "But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost."
我现在还劝你们放心，你们性命一个也不失丧。
Only the ship will be destroyed.
唯独失丧这船。
How did he know to say that?
他怎么知道这事儿的呢？
Verse 23,
23节说
的。Last night, an angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, stood beside me. And he said, "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar. And God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you."
23节，因我所属所侍奉的神，他的使者昨夜站在我旁边说，保罗，不要害怕，你必定站在凯撒面前，并且与你同船的人，神都赐给你了。
All these men on this boat that day figured they were going to drown.
因为在那一天，所有的人在船上呢，都知道呢，他们应该完蛋了，都要淹死了。
And the owner of the ship thought, "I'm going to drown, and I'm going to lose my boat too."
所以那个船主会觉得呢，我不但会淹死啊，我的船也没了。
We have a saying in English, "The captain always goes down with his ship."
我们在英语里有句谚语啊，就是。掌船的总是和他的船一起沉下去。
And sometimes it's true. Norm and I have a friend
who was the captain of a ship. And his ship went down, and he went down with it.
所以 Norma 跟我们有个朋友 他就是一个开船的啊, 的确, 他的船沉了, 他也沉了。
And the owner and the captain of this ship probably felt pretty bad.
所以这个船的船主可能也感觉特别糟糕。
Paul said to them, take courage, you're going to lose the ship, but you're not going to lose your life.
所以保罗会安慰他们说, 没有事, 不要害怕, 你们会丢失这艘船, 但是会保住性命。
Okay, you can always get another ship.
你们可以还会有再有别的船, 因为你保住了性命。
All right, let's keep reading.
好, 我们继续往下读。
Verse 25. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island.
所以众位可以放心, 我信神他怎样对我说, 事情要怎样成就, 只是我们必要撞在一个岛上。
Why was this ship saved?
为什么船得救了呢?
Because of Paul.
因为保罗啊。
Okay. He said, listen, I believe God. Did the other people on the ship believe God?
他说呢,我相信神,那个船上其他的人相信吗?
No.
他不相信。
Isn't that wonderful? Do you know if you believe God, others are going to be saved too?
这是不是很美好? 你相信神?
Isn't that exciting? They may say, no. Okay? You say, that doesn't matter. I believe God. You believe God, and God's blessing will flow to you, and it will flow to the others who are with you.
所以呢,当你信靠神的,神的恩典不但流向你,而且会汇集你身边的人。
All right, verse 27 says,
27节,
on the 14th night, we were still being driven across the Adriatic Sea.
到了14天夜里, 船在亚德里亚海飘来飘去。
14 days on the ocean in a rainstorm that's getting worse and worse. Is 14 days a long time? Yeah.
14天是不是一个很长的时间? 事情却越来越糟啊。
About midnight, the sailors sensed that they were approaching land.
约到半夜呢, 水手得以渐进旱地。
They took soundings and found that the water was 120 feet deep.
他们就探深浅啊，探得有十二丈。
All right. A short time later, they took some more soundings again and found it was 90 feet deep.
稍往前行呢，又探，就有九丈。
And then, fearing that we would be dashed against the rocks, they dropped four anchors from the stern and prayed for daylight.
就从恐怕撞在石头上的，就从船尾抛下四个锚，盼望天亮。
Okay, so the wind is coming at them. The island is here, there, here, and the wind is coming here, and it's blowing them onto the rocks on the island. And so they're here, and they're less than 90 feet of water. So they put anchors out the stern to hold the ship from going into the island and being smashed on the rocks on the island.
所以船在这里啊，这是海，然后这边是风来的方向，岛呢小岛就在前面，所以呢风一直把船往小岛上吹，所以越靠越近的时候，当水越来越浅的时候，他们必须要把那个锚先放下，以至于避免呢这个船就有。 由风速推啊，就一直往前冲，会撞到岩石上。All right,
verse 30.
30节,
we'll just read the next three verses. In an attempt to escape from the ship, the sailors let the lifeboat down into the sea, pretending that they were going to lower some anchors from the bow.
水手呢想要逃出船去，把小船放在海里，但他们呢为了不让别人知道，就假装好像要从船头抛锚的样子。
Then Paul said to the centurion and soldiers, unless these men stay with the ship, you cannot be saved.
保罗就对百夫长和兵丁说,这些人若不在船上,你们必不能得救。
So the soldiers cut the ropes that held the lifeboat and let it fall away.
所以兵丁立刻就砍断了小船的绳子,由它飘去。
These these shipmen weren't very honorable, were they?
这些船夫不是太光彩啊。
They said the whole ship is going down, so we're going to get on the lifeboat first, and we'll escape, and the others can be crashed and drowned.
他们基本上是在想的，我们偷偷先上个小船，我们是水手，反正我们能活，剩下的人呢，死活就不管了。
We have a saying again in English regarding shipwrecks, and it goes like this. Children and women on the lifeboats first.
所以呢，我们还有一句英语的谚语，也是关于这个沉船的，是说呢，妇女和孩子啊，总是先上救生艇的。
And then the other passengers.
然后是其他的乘客。
And then the crewmen.
然后再是船员。
And the last man off the ship is.
最后一个是谁呢
？The captain.
最后一个就是。
Okay, that's the way it should be.
就是船长。船长应该是最后一个上船的，最后一个离船上下。
These guys said, the sailors said, we're getting off first. And so they put the lifeboat out, and they were about to get on the lifeboat, and the soldiers came along.
所以这些的船夫啊，他们不是太光彩，他们说我们要先走，所以他们假装抛锚，放小船下去。
And Roman soldiers, did they carry guns?
那罗马兵丁呢，他们是不是带武器了？
They didn't have guns, they had swords.
他们没有枪啊，但是他们有刀。
So the soldiers went along, and with their swords, they cut the ropes that were holding the lifeboat.
所以他们呢，带着刀呢，他们就把这个船，就绑着小船那个绳子砍断了，让这个小船就飘走。
So these men were trying to get into the lifeboat, and just before they got in, the soldiers cut the ropes, and the lifeboat went crashing down into the ocean, and that was the end of that.
所以这些人呢，已经把小船放到海里去。他们还没有上船的时候，兵丁过来了，把那绳子一砍，那小船飘走了，他们也没得走了。这些船夫。
All right, can I just give you one application of that truth?
那我给你们一个应用哈，就这个真理的应用。
Even in great trials, you must do what is right.
即使是在巨大的挑战和试炼里，你也一定要做对的事情。
Okay, a lot of people don't do that.
很多人并不是这样。
But the Christian says, the trial is great. I am going to live for Jesus even in a trial. And the bad people must not be bad people.Even in times of trial.
所以基督徒说呢，我们即使是在苦难里，在试炼里呢，我们也是要按照神的话去行，不能像即便是在这些试探里，就是像这个船夫这样啊。
But of course, that just made the situation worse, didn't it?
这个会让情况会更糟糕，对不对？
Because now nobody had a lifeboat.
因为救生艇没了，已经飘走了。
So you would have said, all right, women and children in the lifeboats first, and wouldn't do any good on this boat because they'd already cut the only lifeboat loose, and there was no lifeboat.
所以妇女和孩子先上救生艇，在这艘船已经没有意义了，因为救生艇已经没了。
All right, let's keep reading, see how this story ends.
好，我们来继续往下读，看看这个故事最后怎么样了。
I guess we're verse 33, are we? All right, let's read. Just before dawn, Paul urged them all to eat. For the last 14 days, he said, you have been in constant suspense and you've gone without food. You haven't eaten anything.
天渐亮的时候，保罗劝众人吃饭，说，你们悬望忍饿不吃什么已经14天了，所以我劝你们吃饭，这是关乎你们救命的事。
This was a pretty bad problem. 14 days and the crew and the rest of them, they hadn't eaten. They were scared.
所以这是一个非常糟糕的事，他们14天之久啊，如此害怕不吃饭了。
Verse 34.
34节。
Now I urge you to take some food. You need it to survive. Not one of you will lose a single hair from his head.
所以我劝你们吃饭啊，关乎你们救命的事，因为你们连一根头发也不至于损坏。
Why was that?
为什么?
Because God was good.
因为神是好神啊。
All right. Verse 35. After he said this, he took some bread.
and gave thanks to God in front of them all.
保罗说了这话，就拿着饼在众人面前祝谢了，掰开吃。
Why was there a storm?
为什么会有风暴呢？
Well, God allowed the storm, didn't he?
神许可这风暴，不是吗？
So what do you do when you're in the midst of the storm and God allowed the storm?
那你会做什么？如果你在这个风暴里，啊，这个风暴是神许可的，你怎么办？
And you're going to have just a little bit to eat.
你要吃一点东西吧。
What do you do?
你会做什么？
You give thanks, that's what you do.
你要做的就是吃之前你感谢神。
Was God still good?
神是不是还是好神呢？
Yeah. Were they in deep trouble?
他们是不是在大的麻烦里呢？
Yeah. What do you do when God is good and you're in trouble?
那神是好神，你又在大麻烦里，你怎么办呢？
You say thank you for what little we've got. Thank you very much. He bowed his head. I think he made all the rest of them bow their head. And he said, we are going to thank God for all that he has done for us and for all that he will do for us.
所以他就在这之前做祝谢做祷告，他也许让全船的人都跟他一起低头祷告，所以这就是在苦难的时候啊，那个基督徒当行的事。
Verse 25 again, 35 again. Then he broke the bread and began to eat.
所以他就掰开了饼就吃了。
They were all encouraged and ate some food themselves.
所以剩下的人呢，他们也都放心了。三十六节也都吃了。
Did you know that one of the most encouraging things that you can do for somebody else is pray with them and thank the Lord for them and with them?
你知道你给别人做的一个特别能鼓励他们的事就是。跟他一起祷告，跟他一起赞美神啊，鼓励他们。
Prayer is a marvelous thing.
所以祷告是一个非常好的东西。
And prayer has a profound impact on everybody, the people who believe God and the people who don't believe God.
所以祷告会对人啊，会有一个特别复杂的影响啊，不单单是对得救信主的人，对那些不信的人呢。
And I think there were probably some people there who the day before or maybe even that day had said, if there were a God, he'd never allow a problem like this.
因为会有很多人这么说，不但当时，今天也会说，如果有神，他就不应该允许这么糟糕的事发生啊。
But after they prayed, they all took courage and they all had something to eat.
所以当他们祷告之后呢，他们都得到鼓励了，所以他们都能够吃一点东西了，不那么担心了。
Verse 37 says,
37节,
altogether there were 276 of us on board.
我们在船上呢共有276人。
That's a pretty big number, isn't it?
这可真是不少人呢。
All these guys on this ship, 276.
这些人都在船上276个。
Do we know that this was a true story?
我们知道吗？这是一个真的故事。
The answer is yes, because the fellow who's writing the story was on the boat.
当然，因为写这个故事的人自己也在船上。
Did you notice the words? Altogether there were 276 of us.
因为他这边写了我们在船上的人啊，我们说明这个作者也在船上。
275 other people and Luke was there.
有275个人和作者路加都在船上。
Okay. What was he doing?
路加在干什么？
He was probably sitting in the back making some notes.
他在干什么？
Okay.
他可能就坐在保罗后面啊，不停记笔记，使劲的记。
All right, marvelous. Verse 38.
38节。
When they had eaten as much as they wanted, they lightened the ship by throwing the food into the sea.
他们吃饱了，就把船上的麦子抛在海里，为叫船轻一点。
Okay, that's pretty much the end of the road, isn't it? You throw the food overboard, you don't have much longer.
如果到你要把食物也丢掉的时候呢，可能剩下的时间也不多了。
All this in the middle of the night.
到了这是半夜的时候。
Verse 39, when daylight came, they did not recognize the land, but they saw a bay with a sandy beach.
那到了天亮啊，他们不认识那地方，但看见一个海湾有岸可登。
They decided to run the ship aground there if they could.
那就商议把船能拢进去不行，能不能把船拢进去？
So verse 40 says, cutting loose the anchors.
所以四十节呢就砍断绳索。
How would they cut loose the anchors?
他们为什么砍断缆索呢？
Same way as they cut loose the lifeboat. The soldiers would go and they just chop through the rope that was holding the anchors, 1, 2, 3, 4, and the ship was then left free to be driven by the wind and driven right into the sandy beach.Where the ship would break apart.
就像他们砍断那个救生艇的绳索一样，他们砍断那个锚的绳索以后呢，那个风的力又可以把船继续往前推，推到那个他们能看见的那个海湾里去。
Verse 40 again, cutting loose the anchors, they left them in the sea and at the same time untied the ropes that held the rudders.
于是砍断绳索，弃锚在海里，同时也松开舵绳，拉起头篷。顺着风向岸行去。
Then they hoisted the foresail to the wind and made for the beach.
啊，他就拉起头篷，就拉起帆了，就顺着风往前走。
The ship struck a sandbar and ran aground. The bow stuck fast and would not move, and the stern was broken to pieces by the pounding of the surf.
但遇着凉水夹流的地方，就把船搁了浅。船头胶柱不动，船尾被浪的猛力吹坏，冲坏。
Then the soldiers planned to kill the prisoners to prevent any of them from swimming away and escaping.
兵丁的意思要把囚犯杀了，恐怕有浮水逃跑的。
But the centurion wanted to spare Paul's life and kept them from carrying out their plan.
但百夫长要救保罗，不准他们任意而行，就吩咐会浮水的跳下去先上岸。
He ordered them who could swim to jump overboard first and get to land.
不准他们任意而行啊，就让他们先上岸。
The rest were to get there on planks or on pieces of the ship. In this way, everyone reached the land in safety.
其余的人可以用板子或船上的零碎东西上岸，这样众人都得了救，上了岸。
Okay, so how's the story end?
那故事的结束怎么样呢？
Pretty good, that's right.
很好。
And very good, they all got their safety. They were all wet.
他们都湿了啊，都浑身都湿了，但是他安全了。
They all had a very interesting story to tell when they got back to their family a few months later.
他们也都，如果几个月以后回到家里呢，都有很好的故事可以讲了。
But they all survived.
但他们都活下来了。
When it was all over, they were all saying, God was good to me.
啊，当这一切结束的时候，他们都能够说呢，神对我真好。
And the owner said, you know, I lost a lot of money on that deal, but I'm still alive.
那个船主会说，哎呀，我这一单是损失了很多，但是我还活着。
And I think they probably all said, you know, if it hadn't been for Paul's God, I wouldn't be alive.
他们都会说呢，若不是保罗的神呢，我就死了，就淹死了。
So I've got a book at home, and I'm not sure if it's the book or the chapter in the book, but it's on the subject of this chapter, and it's entitled this, Sailing with Paul.
我有一本书啊，那是属灵的书籍，那它的题目就叫呢。与保罗一起扬帆远行。
If I were going to go through something like this, I would like Paul to be on the same ship.
我如果要在船上呢，我也希望保罗在我这艘船上。
I don't want to go through that alone.
我不想自己走。
But if Paul were there, that would be good.
如果保罗跟我一起走呢，大概还不错的。
But if Jesus were there, that would be better.
但是如果耶稣在那里，那就更好了。
Do you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and He'll be with you in every storm of life.
Amen. 如果你信靠耶稣基督成为你救主，他就在你一切的人生风暴里与你同行。
That's such a wonderful thing.
有没有比这更美好的事？
Will there be storms in life?
你的生命中会不会有风暴呢？
Do bad people ever find storms in their life?
那坏人是不是在他的生命里有风暴呢？
Do good people ever find storms in their life?
好人在他的生命里是不是也有风暴呢？
What's the difference between a non-Christian and a Christian when they're in the storms of life?
那在他的生命里的风暴里的生命里的那些风暴里基督徒和非基督徒区别是什么呢？
The non-Christian is all alone, but Jesus is with the Christian in all the storms of life.
区别就是非基督徒啊，他总是一个人经历那些风暴，基督徒呢在任何的风暴里主都与他同在。
You don't know what storms are in life tomorrow.
你不知道明天你的生命会有什么。
Our history is that tomorrow is going to be pretty good.
我们的历史总是告诉我们好像明天会越来越好，总是会好比今天好。
I just marvel how good God has been to me in my life.
我总是很诧异啊，就神如何的对我有恩典在我的生命。
That even if there were a big storm in life, Jesus would be there with me.
那即使在前面呢有大的风暴，耶稣也会与我同行。
And so, if you've got some big storms in your life, would you just go back and read the story again, please, and just say, I want to do what Paul did. I want to trust the Lord. I'll pray. I'll trust him, and he'll get me through.
所以如果你一生中碰到这样的风暴，你是不是也可以回头再去读一下这些使徒行传的这几段的经文，你做一个祷告，然后你相信神呢在这些苦难里都与你同在。
We have 3 minutes left, 2.5.
我没有多少时间了，今天时间基本上到。
Do we have some questions or comments before we close today?
我们有没有什么问题吗？今天？
So, I'm not really sure what to add. I guess I could add this. This isn't the only time that Paul was in shipwreck. He said on one occasion, a day and a night I spent in the water.
这不是唯一的一次保罗陷到沉船的苦难里啊，因为他在另外一处经文里说的，他有一次一天一夜在海上飘着。
But God got him through again and again.
神每一次一次一次都把他带出来。
He'll help us.
他也依然会这样帮助。
All right, let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, the fact is that there are many around this table who have many distresses, difficulties, heartaches in life.
主啊，我们在座的每一位经常会有我们人生的苦难，我们人生的麻烦，我们人生的低谷。
And Lord, we're thankful that you are the God who is over the storm.
主啊，我们要如此感恩您是风暴之上的神。
And you didn't promise that you would keep the Christians from all storms. You just promised that you would keep the Christians in and through all storms.
我们要谢谢您，您并没有应许我们这些您的孩子们说不会有麻烦，不会有风暴。您的应许是在一切的风暴里与我们同行。
And the fact is, Lord, we'd rather be in a storm with Jesus than on a beautiful day without Him.
主啊，我们盼望我们的心里都说，我们愿意在即使在风暴里与主同行，也好过在一个阳光的日子里没有主。
And Lord, we're thankful that this story was. It took place about 2,000 years ago.
我们要谢谢您，因为这样的故事发生在快2000年前。
But the wonderful thing is that the work of God carries on today. The church was not defeated.
我们今天的教会，神依然保守，他没有打败。
And in spite of the many storms, it's stronger today than it ever was.
即使有很多恶者的攻击， 他也依然得胜。
We're thankful that we have a God who's bigger than the storms.
因为我们有一位神，他胜过一切的苦难和风暴。
Lord, would you cause each one of us, please, to just turn to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior?
主啊，求你带领我们每一个人都转向信靠耶稣基督，成为我们的救主。
As Sid has said, Lord, may each of us receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
就像 Sid 弟兄刚才提到，让我们盼望每一个人都能接受这礼物，就是耶稣基督。
We don't want to be like Agrippa, Lord, really close and yet lost.
我们不想像亚基帕王那样说，哎，我很愿意，我很相信，但是我不想要。
And so, Lord, we thank you for the Bible. We thank you for the stories today. We thank you for Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，为圣经，为这个故事，也为耶稣基督。
Bless each one of us and cause us to trust you. We pray.
也祝福我们，带领我们能够信靠您。
And we ask it in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.